The Law Commission's calling for an overhaul of how DNA is obtained and used for criminal investigations, something that's long overdue, according to Tikanga Māori advocates. A report by the Commission says the 25-year-old laws around discretionary DNA collection by police don't reflect modern thinking on privacy regulations and human rights. It makes 193 recommendations for change, some of which address the issue of cultural sensitivity. Let's talk now to Tikanga Māori researcher Karaitiana Taiuru, who is with us now. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
So you hope that, what, this could end a bias against Māori?
Most definitely it will. The recommendations will. It will also provide some utility of Waitangi protections and some considerations. In terms of the biases or the there is a proposed DNA expert committee where up to three members should be Māori and be experts in te ao Māori and tikanga. So that would certainly go a long way to preventing further discrimination.
Māori are overrepresented anyway in the collection of DNA. So is that in itself a problem, and how should that be addressed?
Yes, that is definitely a problem. One of the reasons why it's a problem is because there's no good reason why many of those samples are taken, apart from perhaps the police officer's own bias or stereotype. And the other issue is by having such a large collection of DNA.
Oh, I think we might have lost our line there. I think that's what that noise was telling me. That was Karaitiana Taiuru. We will perhaps see if we can get back to him. We were speaking there about the situation with DNA and how the Law Commission is calling for an overhaul. I think we have you back now. Kia ora, are you with us?
Yes, kia ora.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the line there, but good to have you back. You were talking about the situation with tikanga, and I'm interested in this. And how does the current situation with how DNA is held breach that?
Sure. So there's a number of current breaches. One of them is there's no consideration about the sacredness or the cultural values placed on a person's DNA. So from a Western perspective, you might say, well, it's just a body fluid. But from a te ao Māori perspective, that body fluid represents, you know, your past family, your ancestors, your current family, and your future family. And as technology now tells us and shows us, there's a lot of information within that DNA sample that can be used for a number of purposes and can basically tell scientists and external agencies a whole lot about you as an individual. Another issue is the DNA samples are stored on a database and are never deleted. So whether you are convicted or not, those samples remain on the database with both the living and the dead. And that's another tikanga breach, having something that's living associated with something that's dead. So from a te ao Māori perspective, that can create some issues to the individual.
Thanks very much for your time. Karaitiana Taiuru there, speaking about the Law Commission calling for the overhaul on how DNA is obtained